דף ממלף המדבייס רב אמר דיפן מקר ושליחס יד וצריך החסרם סרב סד לי סיימה שליחס יד לי בשם החינם ולי בשם הסוחר כלל עצמיותר That what the Torah wrote, the parsha of Shlichas Yad by Shomrim, V'teisi Mishoyel, we could learn out from Shoyel, Ma Shoyel, the Ledas Bailem Ko'ovid the Sholach Boyad, a Shoyel that the Shimush of the Shoyel, that is called Hano Sheloi, this is Ledas Bailem, it's with permission, it's with understanding, is chayiv, so he's chayiv, because since it's kol ano shaloi, even though he has permission to use it, but he's responsible for onsim, sheimachinam b'sheimer socha leikolshkei, sheimachinam b'sheimer socha, that by them the shaleich yad, it's also a b'china of kol ano shaloi, Savadi gibis eshibichai bons. Is loma nema. So why bechlal did the Torah have to write the halach of shlichas yad by shaimrim? I can make a kal v'chaimah from shayim. So I have two psukim by of shlichas yad, one by shaimachinim and one by shaimasocha, and theoretically both are meyuta. I would know that Shema that Shalech Yad is Chayev Onsim a Kalvachayma from Shoyel. Is Chod Oloim Aloch Shlichas Yad in Etzricha Chasor. One is coming to tell us Shlichas Yad in Etzricha Chasor. V'idoch and the second Pasuk Shaloi Toimar Daya Elove Minadin Li Eskenot. That if I'm learning out from Shoyel, so I would say that we'll say dayoy. What is the dayoy? Ma shoyel bebailim poto. A shoyel bebailim. If it's bailav imoy bishas shayla. Bailam ima means he's working for him. Bishas shayla. So he's poto from ol chiyuvi shoyel. Avshay machina bishay masocha bebailim poto. So I would think Hashem Machinu B'Shem Asoch that we learn now that Hashelech Yad is Chayiv V'Kal V'Chema from Shoyel, so it can't be more chomer than a Shoyel. Just like a Shoyel is Potter, the Bail of Imoy, so who Adin? Hashem Machinu and Hashem Asoch is also Potter, the Bail of Imoy. Yeah. So that's why I need a second pasuk to come to tell me that he's chayiv, even though it's by levimai. Laman da omar shliches yad tzriche chesor. According to the man da omar that holds shliches yad tzriche chesor, we had a machlekes in this. So hani tarti shliches yad lomali. Why do I need two psukim for shliches yad? If it's only coming to tell me that you don't say dayos, why didn't he two psukim of shlichas yad? Chodo shaloi taima dayi lova midin li yiskinode. Ve'idoch, and the other, by shema sochet, say shlichas yad lechidich sanya. Ve'nikra balabayis alakim lishvu. That by shema chinam it says, ve'nikra balabayis alakim, he comes to bezen. So the Shlichas Yad by Shomer Socha is coming to tell us that a Shomer that is Chayiv Kefil by Toyin Tainas Ganev, a Shomer that's Potter by Tainas Gnev is only if he swore Nignevo. Ato Imer Lishvua, Ayeni Eloledin, maybe as long as he Tainas Nignevo, he's Potter. Nif Nimsa Shu Atzmai Gonvoi, he'll be Chayiv Kefil. Emra shlichas yad lamato, v'nemra shlichas yad lamaylo. So it says, Tzai by Shem Asochen, Tzai by Shem Achinam, Ma Loholon Lishvue, Tafkam Lishvue. So let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Rova Oma, Afilu L'Rabbeloza Nami Osi. Rabbeloza holds Dova Do Achasi, that the emerson, Hashem Asochel, is not more chomer than Hashem Achinam. So we can't say that we make a kal v'chomer. Hashem Asochel from Hashem Achinam, because Dova Do Achasi. So the Gemara had said, if you hold Dova Do Achasi, so the Mo wanted to say that Shem Achinam is coming to tell me the Shlich Hashad Sheyesh Bechasson, and Shem Asoch is coming to tell us, that I know Shlich Hashad Sheyesh Bechasson is coming to tell Shlich Hashad Sheyesh Bechasson. But that's if you hold that Kauna B'loi Shvua Adifa Mikvela B'Shvua. But if you hold over the Achasi, you can't learn out Shem Asoch of Shem Achinam. So you only know Shlich Hashad Sheyesh Bechasson. So Rav says, afilu you hold dova do achasi, I can still hold that shlich hashad leitzricha chesorim, v'teisi mishoyel, you learn out from shoyel, shechai v'yakosu ba'onsim b'shvil shakol ano shaloi. We see that a shoyel is chai ba'onsim. Why? Because kol ano shaloi, v'shaloich yad nami, Kol ano shaloi, shaloich yad is also kol ano shaloi. We have a kal v'chayla. Uma shayu, shaludas baylim shaloch bayad las is malachtei. A shayu who was mishtamish with the pekodin, with permission. Chayiv bonsin, because kol ano shaloim. Shemachinam v'shemesocha sholchin yad shoisem melachtam shaloi ledas bailam. They're deriving benefit from the pekodin without das bailam. Lekoshkin dechayim shuv ba'onsim. Bein seho. So memele, so the whole shliches yad that it says by Shemachinam and Shemesocha, Rava says is meyuta. Is lama nemra b'shteyim. Chod alei malach shlich hashad nitzrich hachasor. So one is coming to tell shlich hashad nitzrich hachasor. Ve'idach amura b'shem esochom. That what it says b'shem esochom. Shlei mitayim adaya ilavim min adin. Im lei nemra b'shar shayim. If it wouldn't say shlich hashad b'shar shayim. V'lim dom ishoyim. And I learn out from Shoyl, Heyisi Yoymer Dayi L'Shlich Hashad Hashayim M'Shabo Medin Shoyl, Yoyis Kenida. So it has the Chumres of Shoyl and the Kulas of Shoyl. Ma Shoyl in Bayil of Imek Siv Lo Yish Alamon Sim Avshayim Shoshol Chayad. In Bayil of Imek, if the Bayilim are working for him, B'Shah Shaila, B'Shah Stakabol Hashmira Yiftam, Because of Kol Yisera, L'chaivoy, Afilu B'Bailim. V'goli Rachmone B'chodes. And now it tells us by Shem El Sochom that Bailov Imoy is Chayiv, and Nuadin B'kulu by Shem Echino. So now the Gemara asks, but if you hold that Shliches Yad Tzriche Chesorim, so Memele is that now we have two Ibrakim Psukim. So one Pasuk is coming to tell us that Ba'al of Ima Yechayim. What is the second Pasuk coming to tell us? Lishvuah. V'hochi kama. Imlo yemotze kamo shomam shenignava. It's not the way the Shem Achinam said that was stolen. Elohu gonvay. V'hu kvam nikrav ala dayonim lishvuah. He already swore. V'nishba l'sheker that it was stolen. V'achakach bo'edim asher shina d'yonim mishalom keifel. So when does Hashem pay keifel? By toitain is gone if he swore. He swore nignevo. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? Atoim ha'kreivel ishvu ayena l'kreivel edin. Shemisho sheton bebez the nignevo. As soon as he said nignevo, ava bishaloi nishba. and they found that he's the Gan of Yishalom Kefil in Bo'edim. So the Gemara says, Nemar Shlichis Yad Lamato, Eitzel Shomer Socher Shvus Hashem Tiye Ben Shneim Im Lo Yishalach. By Shomer Socher it says Shvus Hashem. Nemar Shlichis Yad Lamailo, V'nika Balabayis Olokim Im Lo Yishalach. Twice it says Shlichis Yad. So Lenar Gzereshova Afkan L'Shvua. Lamadnu Shain Mishalmim Kefir Dei Tainis Ganav La'acha Shvue V'gam Lamadnu Shenifta Megneva Va'aveda B'Shvue. This Gemara we had learned last week. Now let us see Tosfos, then we'll a little elaborate on the Gemara also. But we hear you say this to the Tosfos. Rava Oma Loitema Shlichis Yad. Rava said that the whole parsha of Shlichis Yad, which is mentioned by Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher, is miyuta. Why is it miyuta? Because I can learn out a Kal Vachomer from Shoyel. Adach HaShoyel, that midas bailam is chayavon, so my father gave me Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher. Perish Rashi. So what does Rava want to accomplish? So Rashi says, the sover afilu ke Rabbi Elazar. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar holds dover do achas. Rabbi Elazar holds that a shomer socher is not more chomer than a shomer chinam. And the whole limud before that we learned out, shlichis yad and shlichis chesaron, was because mishune shlichis yad that says by shomer socher. It doesn't have to say yechai by shlichis yad, because I know what kal v'chaim a shomer socher from shomer chinam. Why does it say shlichis yad? To tell me, afilu ein by chesaron. But that is, if you hold that shomer socher is more chomer than shomer chinam, so you have a kasha, why does he have to say the parsha of Shlichis Yad by Shomer Socher, Kal Vachomer from Shomer Chinam? According to Rabbi Elazar holds Dover Do'achis, I don't have a Kal Vachomer. So according to Rabbi Elazar, till now we were saying, so Sai Shlichis Yad by Shomer Chinam, Sai Shlichis Yad by Shomer Socher, Nida Chesorah. That was the Gemara till now. So now Rava came to say, I feel your Dover Do'achas, I can still hold Shlichis Yad and Shlichis Yad. Perish Rashi, the Sova afilu kerab alosa. Ve'ein lahakshois leperushois. So now Tosfos is asking a kasha, but Tosfos starts off by saying, ve'ein lahakshois. So that means it's a kasha, but it's really not a kasha. And Tosfos is going to prove later it's not a kasha. But let's see what the kasha is. So now we're going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds Shomer Socher is equivalent to Shomer Chinam. Shomer Socher is not more chomer than Shomer Chinam. So now let's make a cheshbon hanefesh. So let's learn Rav. Rav said like this. From Shoyel I know that Shlichis Yad Sheyesh by Chesorin is Chayiv, a Kal V'chomer from Shoyel. Madoch Shoyel Shekol Anor Sheloy is Chayiv, Shlichis Yad Sheyesh by Chesorin is Zicha Chayiv. Fine, it's Sheloy Midas, Yizicha Chayiv, fine. So now the Shlichis Yad of Shomer Chinam is Miyuta. So what do I learn now from that Shlichis Yad? That if Ula ain't by Chesorin, you're also Chayiv. Now the Gemara says, why do I need Shlichis Yad by Shomer Socher? So the Gemara says, oh, you need Shlichis Yad by Shomer Socher to tell me you don't say Daya. So Factosis, Ve'in Lahakshis Leperushoi, Ho Tekoma V'idoch Shloi Toima Daya, V'otavayu Tzricha Leina Tzricha Chason El Rabbelozo, Do'lo Yalef Shomer Socher Mishomer Chinam. Rabbi Elazar holds that Shomer Socher is not more chomer than Shomer Chinam. So if I have a posik now that Shomer Chinam is chayiv ve'ein bo chesaron, how do you know Shomer Socher is chayiv ve'ein bo chesaron? If you hold Shem Yisrach is more humble, so then I have a Kavachayma. Madok Shem Yisrach, but what do we Shem Yisrach? But if we hold that Shem Yisrach is equal to Shem Yisrach, so maybe the Pasuk by Shem Yisrach is also only going to tell us Ein Bei Chesorim. What does the Gemara say? What do you do with this Pasuk? It's coming to tell us Ein Bei Chesorim. But if I tzrich, alayin a tzrich a chesor, Rabbi Loza, the layale of Shem Yisrach mi Shem Yisrach. That's Taisvis Kashe, and Taisvis says, Ve'ein lahakshes. It's not a Kashe. And Taisvis didn't say the Teret yet, but Taisvis says, Ve'ein lahakshes. And Taisvis says, I'll prove it to you. The Bosa Hachi Porach Alman, the Yom Matzricha Chesorim, according to the Mando Matzricha Chesorim, Tarti Lomali, why do you need two psukim of Shlichas Yad? Frek Taisvis, according to him, Ulididei Loyafinen Chad Michavre, the old Tzricha Chesorim, Shizicha Hol Dove Do Achasi, and I can learn out Shemer Socha from Shemer Chinam. And so one Pasuk is coming to tell us you don't say Daya, and the Gemara says, what do you do with the second Pasuk? Frek Taisvis, what do you mean what you do with the second Pasuk? You can't learn out one from the other. ולדידי לא יפינן חד מחברי, אפילו הוכי לא מקמינן תרווי ולדאי, והיינו משום כדפרישס לאל, תקימן דשליחס יד חייב בתרווי, since I see that שליחס יד is חייב בתרווי, גילוי מילסה בעלמה למלף דין של זה בוזה. Now, this Taisvis needs explanation, and I'd like to explain this Taisvis. Taisvis just said a mouthful over here. Taisvis just said we can compare to what Taisvis said before, and Taisvis is saying now a big chiddush. Now, I'd like to just explain for a few minutes what Taisvis was machadish now. The Gemara before said as follows. The Gemara before held that Hashem Osochel is more chomel than Hashem Achinam. Now, so the Gemara said before like this. It says, Shlich Hashad by Hashem Achinam. Shlich Hashad means Yesh by Chasol. That's a Tai Shlich Hashad. That's a Tai Shlich Hashad. Now I have a kasha, why does it say Shem Esoch? Shem Esoch is more humble than Hashem Echinim. If Hashem Echinim is chai by Shlichas Yad, so Hashem Esoch, Zikr should be chai by Shlichas Yad. So the Gemara says, oh, so it's coming to tell us that Hashem Esoch is chai by Zilu, ain't by Chasom. Fine. Now I know Hashem Esoch is chai, ain't by Chasom. It's more humble. Shem Echinim is chai, yes by Chasom. So Taisus asked before, how they know Hashem Achinam is chai ba'ein b'chesorim? So Taisus says, it's a gili milsa ba'alma, since I see it says shlich is yad by both. And the shlich of yad of Hashem Esochem means without a chesorim. So it's a gili milsa, here it says shlich is yad, here it says shlich is yad. So it's also, both are the same. That was Taisus in the beginning of the sukkah, which is very understandable. Now, our Taisvis just said a mouthful in Amoyer de Kechidish, and this, the Shita Mekabetzes and the Marsho, are Moiridis. Now, our Gemara is going differently. Our Gemara is going, let's say, our Gemara says like this, it says by Shoyu, that Kol Ano Shaloi is Chayiv. So I know Shoyu is Chayiv Kol Ano Shaloi, Afilu is Midas Bailam. Why does they have to say Shlichas Yad, period? Fine. So the Gemara says, so the whole Shlichas Yad is Miyuta. So the Gemara says, Shlichas Yad is coming to tell us Ein Bei Chesorim. The Ein Bei Chesorim, you also hide. Fine. Shlichas Yad coming to Ein Bei Chesorim. Now the Gemara asked, and why does it say by Shem Masochah? So Taisvis asked a pertinent question. What do you mean it's about, why does it say by Shem Masochah? I can learn out Shem Masochah from Shem Achinam, if I hold that over the Achas, so maybe it's coming to tell us that Shem Socha is also Chayiv by Ein Bei Chesorim, and not more than that. That was Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says, no, I don't need a Pasuk for that. It's a Gili Milse. Since I know the shlichus yad of a shay machinam eschay ve'ein bechasorim, who had the shlichus yad by shay masoch? Now Tosfos just said a mouthful, because we're going, if it wouldn't say a posik whatsoever by shay masoch, it wouldn't say a posik. I know that a shlichus yad sheyesh bechasorim eschay alsa kal v'chayma, but it doesn't say a posik. So now Tosfos says, but since I know mikal v'chayma that shlichus yad sheyesh bechasorim will be chayev, so it's ke'ilu, it says shlichus yad already sheyesh bechasorim, because I know from a kal v'chayma. So now in by shay machinam I know shlichus yad she'ein bechasorim. So the shlichus yad that I know from a kal v'chayma, I can make a gilui milse, just like the shlichus yad that the posuk speaks about is speaking about ein bechasorim. Who within the shlichus yad what the posuk doesn't speak about, but I know that Allah is yechay from a kal v'chayma, is also ein bechasorim. Tosfos said a mouthful over here, which is right from Poshit. But Tosfos said this in the first Teres. Because else Tosfos was stuck. So Tosfos says it's also shaykh to say agili milse, even though it doesn't say shlichus yad. But since I know shlichus yad sheyesh bechasorim eschayiv, I can learn the shlichus yad, which I learned from a kal v'chayma, from the other shlichus yad, that says beferish, and that's going ein bechasorim. This is what Tosfos said, and Tosfos was not too sure about this, if he could say such a concept. That's what Tosfos says, Va'oid yesh loima. Tosfos was not too sure with what Tosfos had said. Va'oid yesh loima, now Tosfos says, no, what I said before is wrong. You can't say such a thing. The Rove Bolaforish, the Hodomar Abeloza, Dove Do Achasi, that Rove is coming to tell us that what Rabbi Lo said, Dovah Dachasi, Loi Sheshneim Tzrichim L'Gufayu. Not the way we learned till now, you need a posuk for Shem Mechina, you need a posuk for Shem Mesocha, you can't learn out Shem Mesocha from Shem Mechina. Elo Sheshneim Miyutorim. Dovah Dachas means that Sai Shem Mechina and Sai Shem Mesocha are equal, that I don't need a posuk for any of them. The gomelu mishoyu. That's what Rove means. V'sova Rove. Karna adife. In Rove holds l'maisa v'lo according to Rabbi Lozo. Karna b'loi shvue adife mi kveila b'shvue. V'shape gomel shemel socha mishemel chinam l'kula alme zemizem. So now, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that Shem Achinam is miyuter, because I learn now from Shoyim. Shem Achinam is coming to tell me that Shem Achinam is coming to tell me that Yechayev afilo ein bechasor. Fine. What is Shemer Socher coming to tell me? Shemer Socher, I know a Kal V'chayma. Madoch Shemer Chinom is Chay Be'im Be'chasorim. Shemer Socher, Vada Gibis is Chay Be'im Be'chasorim. Fine. So what is Shemer Socher coming to tell me? Shemer Socher is coming to tell me that you don't say Dayim. In Yechayev, Afilu, Bailavimoy. That is what Shem Asocha is coming to tell me. Yechayev, Afilu, Bailavimoy. Fine. So now, Kan Shayla Ben, but how do you know Shem Achinam is Chayev, Afilu, Bailavimoy? You can't learn out Shem Achinam from Shem Asocha, but Shem Asocha is more humble than Shem Achinam. So how do you know Shem Achinam? Tosfos said Shem Asocha and Ein Bechasorim and learn out a Kal V'chayma from Shem Achinam. So Shem Asocha is Miyuta, so Shem Asocha is coming to tell me that if a Baal of him, he also Chayiv. Take the Marsha, but now how do you know that Shem Achinam is Chayiv by Baal of him? You can't make a Kal V'chayma. Shem Asocha is Mochama. Maybe Shem Asocha is Chayiv by Baal of him, and Shem Achinam will be Potter. This Kasha, take the Marsha. zukte bir in dem arim shiv, now I'll say gili milse ba'alme. Since both shlichis yad are written already in the posik, now I can say that one is megal on the other. So just like the shlichis yad of shomer socho is speaking about a philopai levimoy, who had in the shlichis yad of shomer chinam. That's how the bir in dem arim shiv since pshat na'at toisvis. That's not like this mahalach in Rabbi Loza. Chodo, now the Gemara asked, why do you need a parsha of Shlichis Yad by Shomrim? Let's learn out a Kal V'chomer from Shoyim. Chodo loimalach Shlichis Yad ein tzricha chesod. So I have an extra shlicha shad to tell me shlicha shad ain't shlicha chesod. Ve'im toima, frak toisvis, ve'neilev mi shoyu. The ain't shlicha chesod, let's learn out from shoyu. De mi shas mi shiche chayev pe'oin seho, af al gav de loy mishtamish bo. Ki da oma be'perek ha'shoyu, Gabi shoyl karde mechaveray, kolshkein shoymrim shemoyshrin lehishtameis sheloy midas bailim shechayove. Now Taisvus is asking Gamora de Kekashe. Taisvus is asking that a shoyl is moyshech a kardem to use. The shoyl did not use it yet. He didn't use it yet. He's Moshe Chakardim. He's going to use it eventually. And they got nenas. So what is the aloche? The aloche is he's chayef to pay. So you see, if I make a meshiche to use, even though I didn't use it yet, I'm chayef. For aktoisvis oibazoi, so, and the Gemara says now, the madach asher midas is chayim, about the gves asher shalei midas. So if a person will be moishich something to be mechasa, afilu he wasn't mechasa, he should also be chayim. Madach by shoyl. So why do I need a posik to tell me, chshlichas das leitz riche chesorim? I can learn this out of Kavachayim from Shoyel, just like a Shoyel that is Moshech to use, and he didn't even use it yet. He's Chayev. So Avada Givis, if a person was Moshech to be Mechasa, he'll be Mechayev, if he wasn't Mechasa yet, because this is a Shoyel Shalom Midas. So why do you need a Posek to tell me Shlichas Das, Shlichas Yad, and it's Shlichas Chesor? The Yeshloimel, Bishoyel dinu, kiven de moishech ledas bailem, choshev kilo nishtamish bo, de ledas kein sholo, velav luk me bekilse, avo sholoi ledas ein choshev kilo kvar nishtamish bishvil meshiche levado, lakach leyefine mishoyel al meshiche sheyesh bo chesom. So Taisva says, Amir de Kolumbus, by a shoyel, when a person borrows an axe to chop with, why is he borrowing the axe? He's not borrowing the axe to use. Yen is lending him the axe, and he's making a meshiche to use the axe. So there's a halacha, even though as yet he didn't use it, but he's zicher going to use it. That was the whole purpose of this meshiche. I'm moishich the axe to use. That's, you're lending it to me. You're not lending it to me, I should hold it in my drawer. You're lending it to me, I should use. And I'm making a meshiche to use. So there is a lumdis. Since Yen is lending it to you, midas to use, and you want to use it. So the minute you made meshiche, it's ke'ilu you used it already. Because that's the chiddush of Mashiach. He gave me permission to use. I'm Moshech to use. So as soon as I was Moshech, we consider Keilu was used already. Fine. By Shlichis Yad, which is Shaloi Ladas, a person was Moshech something. He picked up a chavis to be Mechaseret. So he said, ooh, it's just like he was Mechaseret already. No. There was no permission. When he picked it up, there was heart palpitations. I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm picking it up to take. Maybe I shouldn't do it. It's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do it. So there's no such lambda since he picked it up to me mechasa. It's like he was mechasa. Pum faker. He might change his mind. He might get a hero tshuva. So Taisva says you cannot compare. You cannot compare a meshicha of a sheleach yad to a meshicha of a shoyel. A meshicha of a shoyel, which is lodas, yene wants to lend it to him. Yene wants to lend him that he should use it. I'm borrowing it to use. So then we say, as soon as I made a meshicha, we consider keilu it was used already. Because that was the whole purpose of this meshicha. You want to lend it to me, I want to borrow it, I want to use it. So a meshicha to use is considered kilo was used in Yechai Bonson already. Masha Einkein, a person who was made a meshicha to be sheleach yad, this is a meshicha sheleila das. No one gave him permission to do it. He's doing something wrong. And he knows he's doing something wrong. So to say, since he started, we should consider ke'ilu it was done? Why should we say such a thing? When he does it, he does it. Because when he doesn't do it, he can zicha change his mind. So therefore, we can't be mechayiv him because when he wasn't mechasa. That's Pshat and Toisvis. And the Machnafayim brings a raya from this Toisvis. What is the din? Ashoyel Shaloimidas. Ashoyel Shaloimidas is a din Gazlan. What if Ashoyel Shaloimidas was Meshach something to use? Not to be Mechazda, to use. I see Yenim's beggar. I want to be Moshech to wear. I'm not going to chasel it. I want to be Moshech to wear. I'm a Shev Shalom Medas. I want to use his chayfetz. So the Machnafraim says, according to Toysus, now you were Moshech, who says you're going to end up by doing it? Toysus was Machadish, an emissary show you when he's Moshech something, it's Midas Bailim. So there's an agreement, you can use it and he wants to use it. So I say the Meshicha is Keilu, the usage started already, because that is the purpose of the Meshicha, and there's a mutual consent he should use it. So with the Meshicha we consider Keilu he used it. Mashenke Nasheu Shaloi Midas. So I took something to use. Maybe he'll get heart palpitations. I'm doing the wrong thing. Should I really use it or not? So it could be, Kozman, you don't use it. You don't say that he has a din sheo shlomidas gazlan, and this is the shitas atul. The Gemara had a problem. According to the man Diyoma that holds sheo shlomidas, I'm sorry, according to Mandy Omer, the whole Shlichas Das, Shlichas Hasorim, what do you do with the second Shlichas Das? So the Mo says it's coming to tell us that you need a Shvuah. Chodo L'dayoi, the first one is coming to tell us that I don't say Dayoi in Yechayev Afilu Bebailim, but Chodo L'chdesanya to tell me that you need a Shvuah. Fine. It's miyuta. The second shaleich yad is miyuta. So it's coming to tell us we make a gzeirah shoveh. Shaleich yod, it says in both places. So we make a gzeirah shoveh that just like here it's speaking about with a shvua by shem esochu and then by shem achina. Uleman de yom enami ein tzricha chesorim. According to the man de yom enami ein tzricha chesorim. So I need both psukim. I need one pasuk to tell me ein tzricha chesorim. I need a second pasuk to tell me you don't say dayoy. The tzricha tavayu. Yalav shapek zeh reshova lech desanye. Vishayesh kol kach teves bezeh kemoi bezeh. Im lo sholach yodoy bimleches re'eyu. Now let's just explain what Taisvis is asking, what Taisvis is answering. The halacha is when you make a gzeira shove, one of the words has to be miyuta. So our Gemara said like this, if you hold, one im lo sholach yod is coming to tell you, you don't say dayoy. The other im lo sholach yod is miyuta, so the other im lo sholach yod is coming to tell us, I make a gzeira shove, that wherever it says im lo sholach yod, you need a shvuah. That is if it's miyuta. Now, Tosfos asks, but what if you learn out from each imlay shalach yodai? I learned from the first imlay shalach yodai, shlicha shadayin et shlicha chasam. I learned from the second imlay shalach yodai, you don't say daye. And you have a filabai lavimai. So how do you make the gzeira shav? It's not muftin, it's not miyuta. That was pshat in Tosfos kash. So Tosfos has a very interesting teretz. Vishyesh kolkach tevis bazeh kamei bazeh, im loy sholach yodai b'meleches chayeyo. So there's a ritve, and the Nachlas Moshe, and the Mesaloshim, the ritve says this is pshat in Tosfos, he means this from Tosfos, that if the whole thing is coming to tell us, im loy sholach yodai, you did not have to say all the words, im loy sholach yodai b'meleches chayeyo. I know what im leishalach yodei means, so by Shem Mesoch, I should have said im leishalach yodei, period. To say all the words, that's also called ayita, and from that we know that it's mufna, we can make a gzeir shavet. That's the end of this sugya. Now I'd like to, when we started this sugya with Rove, it mentioned two kashas from Rabbi Kivega. I'd like a little to try to understand Rabbi Kivega lives by Tzorchi and Godel on both kashes. I'd like to try a little to understand our Gemara. Rav said as follows. Rav said that the whole parsha of Shlichus Yad is miyuta because if I know a shoyl, that's midas, kol ano shaloi, yuchayev. So a shaleyech yad, that's shaloi midas, zichesh bichayev. So Rabbi Kivega asked Akashe, a shaleyech yad, talking about Yispei Chasoron, he only was mechasa a little, wasn't mechasa the whole thing. The chiddush of Shlichus Yad is a mechasa a little, a mechayim on the whole thing. How can you learn this from shoyl? A shoyl that uses a pekodin, he uses the whole pekodin. So it's kol ano shaloi, he's chayim ba'onsin on the whole pekodin. A sheleich yad, you say it's called hano shaloi. Know what's hano shaloi? The hano shaloi is the little that he took. That's hano shaloi, fine. And that is chayv bonson. But there's a chiddush in shlichus yad yechayv on the whole thing. So I can learn that from shoyl. This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. He blies by tzorchi. There's a svara that I think is mentioned by the Nesivis. The Nesivis doesn't say exactly this, but perhaps it could also be understood al pi darke shel Nesivis, but I want to say over now. We have here halacha by Shlichus Yad. A person was given over a jug of wine. He picks it up. He wants to take a revius of wine. The din is ischayev on the whole jug. Ischayev on the whole jug. That's the din of ischayev onsem on the whole jug. What is pshat in this halacha? So you can look at it two ways. Look, success. Akosu b'shlichus yad yemachas a little. Shechayev on the whole thing. Even though you didn't have enough from the whole thing, but you chayim on the whole thing. Then, Rabbi Kivega's kasha is sheklech, so how can you learn out you chayim on the whole thing from shoyl? Shoyl, I have enough from the whole thing. Here, all I had enough is from the rabbis I took. That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But it could be there's another lumdus. When a shoyma has a jug of wine, and in the jug there's 20 rabbis in the wine, it's 20 rabbis in the wine. Baruch Hashem, his daughter became a kala. He wants to make a lechayim and doesn't have any wine in the house. So he's going to take a rabbis wine. So he has a jug of wine. He's going to take a rabbis wine. Fine. What is pshat in this? What is pshat in the shema? We'll give him a questionnaire. What is pshat? This is not your wine. You have wine, b'shuscho, you're helping yourself to a revius wine. What's pshat in this? So, between you and me, pshat is like this. Pshat is, well, I have a jug of wine, and I feel that since I have a jug of wine in my reshus, I feel that if I'll need it, I'll help myself. That means, so let's ask the Shema, between you and me, if your son will become a chosn, will you take a second revius also? Yeah, why not? So by taking the first revius, he's showing us that since I have a jug of wine with me, I feel entitled, and maybe not allowed to, that's besides, never, who does everything they're allowed to do, but I feel, since I have a jug of wine with me, I feel entitled that whenever I'll need it, I'll take it. I won't need it, I won't take it. Good, he's a tzaddik, you say doilo. But al-koponim, he already, through his actions, which speak louder than words, his taking of one revius is telling us, Rabbi, I have wine here, it's in my reshus, and whenever I feel there's a need to help myself from the wine, I'll help myself. So taking a revius is telling us, the red line is cut, there's nothing that's going to hold me back from when I'll help myself with the whole wine. So Be'emison, by taking one revius wine, of this jug of wine, he's telling us, I have wine, which when I feel necessary, I can help myself. So by taking one revius, in reality, it's kol anor shaloi, because all the wine that he has, it's by him, and if he'll need it, he'll help himself. So even though he, as yet he didn't help himself, but that what he felt entitled to help himself, and then he's going to do it, so that's called kol ano shaloi, ano the wine. And that is the lumdus of a sheleach yad. There's one more kashe, Rabbi Kevege asked, and you also blei batzorichin godl on this kashe. Agamore says that we learn our shlichas yad from shoyl. Madach ha-shoyl, that's midas eschai bonz, mavad gebis ha-shaloich yad. So then Moses, why did the psukim ha-shaloich yad? You don't say dayoy. Rabbi Kevege says, a-shoyl shaloi midas, that's a gazlan. How do we know that a-shoyl shaloi midas is chayim? And he has a mordike problem. He says, if you learned it out from shoyl midas, so then it should be put up by Baal of Imoy. If you learn it out from shlichas yad, you should need chesorim. And if you know it misvore, so why do you have to learn out shlichas yad from shoyl midas, learn out from shoyl shaloi midas? Now, the Quebec applies by a tzorchin on this kasha also. I saw on a terrace, Shmuel, he brings down a teretz from Rabbah Ber. Rabbah Ber says, Take, you learn out Shoyul Shaloi Midas from Shoyul Midas. Either should be a ptur of Bail of Imoy. The ptur of Bail of Imoy is that when a person becomes a Shoymer, if Bishas, the Trilis Hashmira, the Bailam were working for him, he's potter for whatever will occur. He says, by a shayu shalei midas, there's no such concept of the Bailam was working for me by the beginning of the Shmira. He never made me a shema. And every shayla shalei midas is a new shayla. So there's no concept of Bailam Ima. It was working for me 5 days ago, so now I should be potter. Shailu Shloim Medas, you don't have the concept of Bail of Imoy, because every usage that he uses is a new Shaila. You don't have the Bailam working for him. Unless you say the Bailam is Keseda working for him, then perhaps there would be a Musig of Bail of Imoy. Let us start the next Mishnah. Hamavkid Mois Eitzel Chaveira. A person gave his Chaver money. Tzoreron, he tied them up. Vivshilon lachayrov. And he's holding the money in back of him. He's holding it in his hand and it's hanging in back of him. Oisha mosron lebnoil bitay aktanim. Or he gave it over to his small children. Oinol bifneim shaloikaroi. Others are going to say no. Or he made an improper shmirah. Chayev. So if something happened, and all these cases, he tied it up, he's holding it from the back, or he gave it over to Bnei Bita Ektanim, or he did not lock the door properly, and they were all stolen, is Chayev. He did not make a proper shmirah. Vim shimer kederech hashemrim potter. We made a proper shmirah, he's potter. So Rashi says, Tzoreron besudroi vivshilon lachay. He tied it up in his suda, and he's holding it over his back, over his shoulders. So the Gemara says, Bishloi mekulu shloi shimer kederech hashemrim. He gives it over to Bnei Bita Yaakov. So that's not a proper shmirah, that they're not reliable people. He didn't lock the door properly. That's not a proper shmirah. Someone's going to open up the door. Take it. Well, he tied it up. He made a double knot. He put the money there. He's holding it over his shoulder. My havelay lemevet, what's wrong? Why isn't that a good shmirah? Omar Rove, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Kro, v'tzarto hakesef. Even though it's tied up, you should hold it in your hand. Af alfi shetzrurim yiyu biyodecho. Even though it's tied up, don't put it over your shoulder. You'll put it over your shoulder. I got news for you. So the person in back, if you slit the yasuda and help himself to the money. No, no, no. That's not how you watch money. You tie it up and you hold it in your hand. What does Rashi say? I have a little mevet. Fine. I'd like to say over for a minute the Shulchan Gavoya brings down in Parshas Miketz. It says in the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said to his sons, Vesakesef Hamushav Vifi Amtachoiseichem, the money that was returned in your sacks, they all found money. Toshivu, you should return it Biyetchem, in your hand. So if you lend the Pasuk Elech, fine. The money that was put into the sacks, Toshivu, return. Ulai Mishke, maybe it was a mistake, fine. But what's Toshivu Biyetchem? You should turn it in your hand. So the Ritba says, Amuradik Goinis, and he says, Pshat from Agama. He says like this. He says, there's a suffix. There's a suffix, how did that money get into the sacks? There could be two alternatives. Could be it's a bilbul. That could be, that's who we're afraid of, a bilbul. That's one thing. Maybe it's a mistake. Now, if it's a mistake, so he says there's a mitzvah b'ashavas haveide al tchilul Hashem, usually not b'chuyev to return Naveda to a guy, but here there'd be a chilul Hashem. It was a mistake. It'll be a chilul Hashem. If there's a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, you're chayiv b'shmirah. If it was a bilbul, so leave it back and leave it in the sack. It was put in the sack, leave it in the sack. There's no chayiv Ashav on you. But toshivu b'yetchem ulai mishge, maybe it's a mistake. And if it's a mistake, so there's a chiv of a Shabbos Aved al Tchil Hashem. Als the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aved is a chiv shmire. And the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Beis, Shmire Toshivu Biyetchem. You have to hold it in your hand. You can't let go of it. That's a Chiyuv Shomrim. That's how the Ritbah says Pshat in the Pasuk. V'omar Rav Yitzchak, L'oilom yekas poishalodom motzi biyodoi, shenema v'tzarto hakesef biyodecho. So what does Rashi say? Motzi biyodoi, lo yafkidenu l'acherim, b'mokim acher, don't give over all your money, shem tizdami lo yischoyre l'schar yimizumaloi. If you have your money, it's pekodin by somebody else, sometimes you might you might be encountered, you'll find a good deal to make, but yet you need cash. So you share money with you. If you can have your money ever put away in the pekodin, so when it'll come an opportunity to make a good deal, you won't have money. So therefore you share always money with you. The Yin Yaakov says another word. Should have money always with you. If an Oraman comes, should have what to give him tzedakah. Tzedakah is opportunities. You know, that Oraman comes, oh, I left my checkbook home and it does, and a guten tag and give him a bracha, so sein gebench. That's not. She have money with you. She have with what to give the Oraman. That's how the Yaakov says Pshat in this Gemara. V'omer Rav Yitzchak, Lo'olam yashlish odom es mo'isov, shlish bekarke. Now, what should one do with his possessions, with his money? How should he invest his money? Shlish bekarke. A third he should invest in real estate. Could be the profit wasn't too good, but karkes al kaponim is it won't get lost. It's here. Ushlish bepakematye, a third you should invest in schoire. Schoire is a mile, can maybe make a good deal and sell it for a larger profit. Leidach gise pakematye can lose it also. It's something. It's metaltlim that. It's nechoshim shein ben achayis. There's no guarantee that you won't lose it. Ushlish tachas yodei. And a third of your money should have with you. That's what he said before. Ba'oma Rav Yitzchok ein abrochem metzuya ela bedovor hasomoy min ha'ayim. Ein abrochem metzuya, Sarashi says, shetis borech, Shemizborech v'robo me'elov. This is Amir de Kerashi. We'll see a Gemara not today, but I'll compone him this Amir de Kerashi. There is a inyan of broche. A person, Mizman Chazal, we'll see, was Zichar Azai. It was inyan of broche. A person had a certain amount of tvue. Kozman, he did not know how much tvua he had. It was olo to multiply. Not lepi derech hateva, shlepi derech hateva. The Rabbi Nishlam makes nisim. There's an inyan, there's a concept of broche. But the Rabbi Nishlam will only make nisim if it's nisim nistor. If you know about it, a nes nigla, they have to be a big tzaddik to make a nes nigla. A nes nistor, the Rabbi Shalom will make nisim nistor. So Lemaiseh, so he says, ein abroche mitzuya, this is such a concept of broche. Rashi says, shemizborech v'rovo me'elov. It grows. It multiplies. You know what that'll be? If it's some minayim. If you don't know about it, if no one knows about it, then you could get broche, then you can get broche. The Chinuch says, the Rabbi Nishol, there was a mitzvah, the snake is to make a esh, by the Mizbeach, Mizenyin Tzivonu Lahavir Esh al Mizbeach. If fragt der Chinuch, you needed a nation on Mizbeach. I got news for you. There was a nation min Hashemayim. There was a nation that came down min Hashemayim that burnt the Kabonis. So why do you have to make a nation? Tzivonu lahavir eish ala Mizbeach afopi sheshom yoyred eish min Hashemayim kidei lahaster hanes. The Benishim does not like to be mefarsim nisim. The eish that the Kahanim made, that was to camouflage the eish that was yodim in Hashemayim. The Chinuch says, he says, you see, by one of the biggest nisim, Kriyas Yamsov. It's a mess, Kriyas Yamsov. He says, you know what happened? There was a wind that was blowing the whole night. Oh! Now, wind blew the whole night. Oh, now I know how it split. And that's the Kedot. But Al Kaponim, that camouflaged the nest. The wind that blew the whole night camouflaged. Oh, they split because the wind. They made Yudbe's Zirim. The wind did it. We find by Elisha, this the Teres Chaim brings, that Elisha told the Eishes Eivadia, the Sagalt Hadeles. She was pouring oil. He said, you pour the oil, the Sagalt Hadeles. Sarashi says, Kvoid Hanesu Lovei Betzneya. The Rabban Yishlo making nisim, we don't publicize it. The Rabban Yishlo makes it, Tzadikoma Kmizeche to Anes Goli. But a Paposhetiv could also be Zeche to nisim. We say, Al nisecho shebechol yoim imono. We thank the Rabbi Yishol on nisim that happens every day. You'll start asking us, what nisim happened today? We're ignorant of it, but there were nisim. Each day, a person has nisim that occurred with him. The nisim nistalim. So kaponim, so that's what it says in our Gemara. Ein abroche mitzuyel bedobar hasomoy min ayin. When it's not seen, not visible, that's a sibe and a sheirish of brachah.